Today on Piano Jazz, we go back in our archives to 1985 with host Marian McPartland and her guest, pianist and vocalist Cleo Brown, one of the early innovators of the boogie-woogie style and the first female instrumentalist to be named an NEA Jazz Master. She retired from performing in the 1950s and focused her attention on religious music, bringing her gifted voice and strong left hand to gospel tunes. Now we join Marian McPartland as she welcomes Cleo Brown to Piano Jazz.
You know, Cleo, I've been looking for you for years, and I'm just so thankful that we finally found you in Denver. And I owe a lot to my friend Teresa Mullen, actually, because she came to the church and listened to the service and met you coming out. I'm just so thrilled about it all. And now you're actually here, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. I think it is really a blessing, Miss McPartland, for me to have an opportunity to really witness to what has been happening these 32 years.
Well, I know a lot's been happening in your life since I first heard you in England, which is quite a few years ago, and I've always loved your music. In fact, a few weeks ago, I was here with Dave Brubeck, and he was talking about what a fan he is of yours, and he's going to be so thrilled when he hears this show. Well, again, I want to say it's wonderful that you're here, but instead of talking about it, I'd love to have you play one of the things that I heard you play years ago on Decca Records. And it's a very cute tune called Looky, 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 Here Comes Cookie. It just makes me smile just thinking about it.
All right.
You going to do an intro? We'll get
into
it.
I'll try. Here comes Cookie walking down the street. Looky, looky, I call him Cookie, cause he's kind of sweet. Looky, looky, here comes Cookie, don't he take the cake? Looky, looky, I call him Cookie, that's a mighty good break. When he's near, my heart says ooh, my heart says oh, tra-la-la. When he kisses ooh, it is TNT for two. Looky, looky, here comes Cookie. I got news for you. I found a cookie that's better than a cookie, and Jesus is his name for you.
It's fantastic. You know, you haven't lost a thing. All that wonderful left hand that I remember, and what I described as, I guess, kind of rolling chords. What would you call it?
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't know what you would call it. Your hands, they just kind of walk with what the ear hears. It's impromptu. One of the boys used to say it's called a walking bass.
A walking bass.
That's why the fellows chose me. And I think it was 35 when Fats Waller was going to do his Hooray for Love. And they chose me because I had a heavy left hand, and it was walking bass. They liked that.
Well, you were on CBS radio for quite a few years, weren't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, was it Was it your own show?
It was a sustaining. They gave it to me because the musicians chose me to take Fats' place.
Well, what musicians? Tell me about all the people you met, like Earl Hines. And...
Yes, it was quite a few of the boys there, when Glenn Miller and Earl Hines and Paul Whiteman and Les Heights and Duke Ellington and Calloway, all of them, when they would come in town, they'd go to the Three Deuces. That was the musicians, you know, what they call the musicians' hangout.
Hangout, that's where you were working.
Yes, and that's where they found me and chose me to take Fats Waller's place. Because they said I was the only woman with that kind of hand playing Pine Tops Boogie.
Well, I think so. You've got one of the strongest
it's about
left
going
hands.
Now.
Well, both hands.
You're very
kind. But not only strong, but also... I think the big thing about it is it swings. It's so rhythmic.
Well, I don't see anything wrong with those two hands of yours either.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the people that I was listening to years ago was you. I listened to... people always say that there are so few women in the music business, but before I ever came over here to America, I was listening to you. I heard Hazel Scott.
Oh, yes.
I heard Mary Lou Williams.
Yes.
And then, of course, I came over here, and I bet I was living in Chicago when you were still there in the late 40s, but, of course, I didn't know it.
That was when I was waxing a little bit cool.
You were waxing cool.
I had a bit of a health problem, and, of course, after I came out, I kind of got out from it for a while.
Well, now, what have you been doing the past few years?
The past few years, since 1953, I got baptized. And I've been working with the church ever since. They call me Sister Brown.
Really?
Yes,
Sister
I'm
Brown.
A missionary. And before that, I was booked from Hollywood. Mike Gould, it was. He tried to give me an opportunity, they say, at that time, to make a comeback. You know, after you've been sick and you're out of circulation, and they give you an opportunity.
So who did you work with out there?
I worked at several of the clubs. It was the Century Club and down there at the Starlight Club in Palm Springs.
Oh, yeah?
And several of the known
clubs
then.
Mm-hmm.
And then somehow or another, I don't know, I had a visitation in the Lord, I'll say. And I call it a chastisement and a rebuke. And so I came to Las Vegas, and they booked me from Hollywood there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they booked me from Las Vegas here to the King Cole Room. But
mm-hmm.
I guess I must have been kind of waxing away from it then, 1950.
Mm-hmm.
And because Chi Chi Girl and Nellie Lutcher and all those girls were coming up strong, you know. And so
Rose Murphy.
Chi Chi Girl.
Yeah.
And so I guess they say, well, if you don't act right, we got somebody. So I said, well, here I go. And so in 1951, I just come out of it somehow. In 1952, I got a job as a mother's helper. And the lady had been over there to hear me play that night.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been on out away from there. I wouldn't play. So I went to answer her job for a mother's helper, the mm-hmm. Owen Ferris's. And so she said, where were you? We were over there for the New Year's Eve. I said, child, I'm tired of it. So from there, I just started to coming out of it.
And that's how you got into the church?
Yeah, I come out of there and went to work for her 1 year. And then I went and played for country club down at La Junta
mm-hmm.
3 weeks. I thought, now you cleaned up, you know, you'd be all right. But I just didn't like it, so I come away from there. And I got in the church after I started working in the hospital at Pueblo in March 1953. I started working there. Then the people at that hospital were members of the church.
Is it called the
Seventh-day Adventist? And I'm telling you, I haven't looked back since.
Well, you know, you look wonderful, you sound wonderful, yeah. And you're still singing with that cute little sound. And I know you've been composing, even though you've been playing piano in the church, yeah. You're still composing your own things. How about doing one of those pieces you showed me? What is it called? A Fat Girl Being
well,
Blue?
Well, now, that Fat Girl's Blue. Somebody started to... publishing it, and I didn't know about it, you know. They didn't know that I was in the church. In 78, they put When a Fat Gal's Blue out because it was one of my last types of bass numbers, you know. They watch your bass. And I was trying to show them what comes after you found the Lord. You can take some of that Pine Tops Boogie. Then you take a little bit of that Fat Gal's Blue. And the Lord can speak to you from where you are. You say, once I was a drifter, going nowhere. I was in a stew about the shape I was in. Then I heard a voice say, come up here, sinner, and I will cleanse your soul from sin. My, what happiness! Why, that was just like a takeoff at its best. Now I know just what it means. I'm busting with happiness at all of my seams. That voice said, my love is like a consuming fire, burning deep within. The blood of Jesus, filled with power, washes away all your sins, leaving a glow from the ashes of his love, showered down from above. Now I'm living in the afterglow. What a wonderful feeling. Living in the afterglow. And the spirit comes a-stealing. Well, it makes you want to shout, hallelujah. Glory to the Savior's name. I'm living in the afterglow, afterglow. What a blessing, and oh, what a change. What a change.
Boy, that's a far cry from Pine Top's Boogie, isn't it? I love that piece. That was one of the things that you were probably best known for, and it had a cute little lyric part to it. Because I can't play boogie, or I can't play that the way you did. I suppose I could try and give my interpretation of it.
Can you
do those little fill-ins if I do? Let's see what key that. I think the thing is in F, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. For the Bible really tells me so.
Well, you really turned the tables on me with that one. That was from Pine Top's Boogie to Jesus loves me.
He loves you after
the way I messed up all those. You know, I can't play boogie the way you played it, because the record I had, you played it real fast.
You don't know what you do.
You know, I practiced that the other day, and boy, that's
the words, and what comes from within is what makes the song. What used to come from within me when I played boogie, the original,
mm-hmm.
Now it has turned. It's something soft, and I can't explain it. But once you get it, you can realize that it's a love that you can't get besides the power of God. And so therefore, when it comes out, you're playing that Pine Tops Boogie, but you're saying inside, Jesus loves you.
Listen, you're talking about playing gospel. How would you like to have a go at something like Closer Walk with Thee, the two of us? You'd like to try that?
You start it and I'll try to follow.
All right, says she, and I'll try to follow. You're wicked, you know.
Oh, my.
You know what you're going to do.
No.
Is waste me. Let's see. Let's see now. Just want to make sure I know the whole song.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.